Hi, Bob. How would you evaluate Manaea's outing tonight? What did you see from him?
Some pretty hot hitters. Didn't miss some mistakes. Didn't walk anybody. You know, gave up some homers, obviously. Hot hitting team right now. So I think their hitters ruled the day.
You talked a little bit before the game about getting a meeting together a few days ago. When the streak kind of reaches this point, and you had one earlier this season, is there anything further that you can do to maybe?
I got just about half of that. Say again.
With a streak that reaches this point, and you guys have gone through one of these earlier in the season, is there anything further you can do to maybe try to jolt the team a little bit?
Jolt the team? Now, you know, look, it's just another bad stretch for us against some good teams. We lost some really close games that, you know, were one pitch or one hit away. Tonight was not one of those games, but, you know, it's one thing if we're just lackluster and we're not, you know, the games are, we're just getting blown out. We're making errors and guys are trying. They're trying hard and we'll continue to grind through it and win a game and hopefully get on a roll. So just the way it is.
Janie McCauley. Okay. Hi, Bob. What was exactly the concern with Manaea's glove right before first pitch?
I don't. That was completely uncalled for, in my opinion. He's used it the whole year. We see different color gloves. He went from a green glove to a green glove. Waits till he throws all his warm-up pitches and then makes him take his glove off. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Thanks.
Martin Gallegos.
Hey, Bob. What do you think? Just the at-bats against Cole. I mean, it seemed like guys are making them work, but obviously, you know, couldn't get more runs across. But what do you think just of his outing? What kind of made him a little difficult at times?
Yeah, well, you know, we're one hit away, breaking through on him, making a completely different game. You know, he made some big pitches when he had to. He got some big strikeouts when he had to, which we've seen him do before. Elevated fastballs, probably threw a few more breaking balls than we've seen in the past. But, you know, it's just we're just a little bit short right now across the board. And if we had one or two better at bats, it might have been looked a little different, at least against him.
Let's finish with Simone McCarthy.
What was the explanation umpires give you for the wild pitch to Matt Olson?
He check swing. They called the check swing a strike. So it's a dead ball when it hits him. But with a check swing strike, it was strike three.
All right. Thanks, everybody.